Just ask Matt Hasselbeck.
Seattle has won the toss.
We won the ball, we're going to score.
Oh, boy.
That was over the PA system here at Lambeau Field saying we want the ball and we're going to score.
Hasselbeck was partly right. One of his passes did lead to a score.
The score was of the Packers' defense, though. That's what ended up happening. I really like Matt Hasselbeck as an analyst. I think he's pretty good. And we did have the very famous run-in with him at the Super Bowl back in 2007.
Remind me.
We were all hitting on his mom.
who's we all?
Me, Dan, Terry, Maddie.
Hitting on Mrs. Hasselbeck.
They were doing the Chunky Soup ads back then?
Not Elizabeth, the wife
of
Tim.
No.
Who was
you
on
knew
Survivor.
It was his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, we all knew. She was awesome. She was fun and flirty. And it made Matt uncomfortable. And he ended up leaving the interview because we were flirting with his mom.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's fun times. That Miami trip was legendary, man. It was fun.
You guys were all out there in the streets. Lawrence, you asked the question. You asked the listeners to try and figure out what the opinionist, and in this case, it was Matt Hasselbeck on the Colin Cowherd show. We're going to get to that in a minute. What regarding Caleb Williams were they talking about? The texters had some guesses. Here's one. His fingernails. People can't let it go. No, it's not that. Is it what's wrong with Caleb? He's showing interest outside of football.
He's a really fun follow on Instagram.
Yeah, you said he met a rhino today.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I will offer this. Hey, Caleb, let's not be feeding rhinos with your throwing hand.
Well, Doug Glanville wrote about rhino the other day.
Not that rhino. That rhino can feed himself.
That'd be pretty cool if Caleb's like, oh, I met a rhino today. And then he had a picture of him like feeding a carrot to Ryan Stander.
Well, I feel like all he has to do is go to Gallagher Square or Gallagher, what is it? Way.
Yeah.
And then just pose next to the rhino statue
there
and be like, hey, I met a rhino today.
He could do that. But no, anybody guess in the Twitch mob?
Oh, I didn't even look to see what was going on in Twitch. I figured they were just their own thing.
I thought that was your responsibility.
I think they just ignored it, honestly.
Did they really? They just carried on talking about whatever they were doing?
It's their own thing over there.
What are they talking about?
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Caleb spending too much time feeding rhinos named George.
I didn't know the rhino was named George.
I didn't know that either.
That explains a lot. No, that's not what they were talking about. What they were talking about, people, of course, is Caleb Williams and all those damn sacks that he took. And whether that was on him or not. Here's Matt Hasselbeck on The Herd about the sacks.
The sacks are everything to me. How does that land for you?
Well, it's certainly number one. You got to walk before you can run is how I would say it. But I like to give quarterbacks usually two or three things to really focus in on and improve on from one year to the next. I think that's what helped me the most. Sacks would definitely be at the top of the list. Sacks hurt your team. They hurt your offensive line. They hurt morale. They hurt your own personal, like your physical, your body. But it's also very bad on the defense, that field position game. So it's this idea of protect the team. Sacks are an absolute killer. I thought if we were assigning blame to why so many sacks last year in Chicago, the majority of the sacks were not the fault of the offensive line. They were the fault of the young quarterback. It's very common. It's not special to Caleb. We've all lived it. And that's an area that he needs to improve on. And I think he probably will, but it needs to be pretty significant.
When you say he's got to get better, is that pre-snap? Is that holding the ball? Some guys there's people open. They just don't. They're seeking a bigger play. When you watched him, what did you see? Why was he inducing sacks?
Well, I think early on, early on, his eyes were in the wrong place. Didn't look like he had a clear grasp of the protection schemes. I think that was a big part of it. Now, they made the head coaching change. They made the offensive coordinator change. His position coach, was in the room with him calling plays. The offensive coordinator knew, and I think they simplified it and they brought it down. But I think what got him into trouble in the second part of the year was he trusted his athleticism so much. Like, you saw these things where he got away with it at USC. You're not going to get away with it in the NFL. And I think that's one of the hard things for quarterbacks who have great mobility. I would say it's great mobility in college, and it's just kind of like good mobility in the NFL. And there's a fine line there, but I think he needs to play on time more than he did. And maybe a little bit less of the playground stuff. Save that for when you absolutely need it.
I agree with Matt Hasselbeck wholeheartedly in his assessment. I think it's a pretty good one. And one of the things that I was concerned about, and we've talked about it, like when we had the conversation last week about Caleb, we were talking a little bit about it, that when he was at USC, he sometimes had to do crazy heroic stuff. And it would manifest in him leaving the pocket and then being like, watch this. I am going to throw the ball 50 yards across the field to an open guy because I have messed up the defense so much and they can't get me. And I do think that there was a little bit of a learning curve for him when it came to, you can do that against Oregon State. You can do that a little bit against, you know, UCLA.
Yeah.
You can't do that against the Eagles.
No, you can't.
You know what I mean? Like, absolutely. You start to see some of the guys that are really fast and you go, oh, everyone here is special.
And that's what Matt was talking about, mobility, like quarterback mobility. There's only a few that really have, you know, true, good enough, like high-end NFL mobility.
And I think that Caleb has it. It's just that some of the... We've been spoiled, too, to a degree, because watching Justin Fields, I would put his escapability at an elite level.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of quarterbacking that he has to get better at, but his ability to change the game with his legs, I think, is elite. With Caleb, I don't think it's elite, but I think it's – that's why, to me, I want the comp to be Russ with him. I want him to go – I'm going to move.
Yeah.
But I'm going to move to open up a window to throw. And sometimes when he would get outside the pocket, his clock would slow down instead of speeding up.
I'm really looking forward to him staying in the pocket more and doing little things like climbing the pocket a lot more. And you brought in that piece of the Athletics Football Show with Robert Mays and with Derek Claussen, who said this the other day, and it I haven't been able to get it out of my head because I think I agree.
It makes for such a weird conversation. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about or seen another quarterback who gets sacked at an astronomical rate but has good pocket awareness?
Dude, okay. So honestly, younger career Joe Burrow was like this, where he did move around the pocket and had good escapability.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
He would just hold the ball and take sacks anyway. So you're hoping that he is something like that. And then even then, Joe Burrow kind of finally fixed that. You know, it took 5-6 years, but he's finally there.
So I think that's a great and encouraging comp and does speak to what we saw. There's some good pocket awareness from Caleb. He just still held it for a while. So if he gets rid of it after he uses that pocket awareness, it could work out very well.
This is part of the reason that I do want him to have to follow some of the stuff that Jared Goff was doing, because it's about rhythm and timing. Get the ball out and be on time. And don't worry about the hero stuff until you need the hero stuff. And I will say that we've seen, I think, enough of the hero stuff to go, oh,
he's got that.
Caleb's got that.
Oh, yeah.
Like even against NFL guys, he's got some of that, and he can make some of those plays for you.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hasselbeck had another concern.
Yes, he did. And some of the other guesses... Was it his dad? Were they talking about his dad?
Well, with it being on Cowherd's show, you might think that might come up, but it did not.
Was it his work ethic? Were they questioning his work ethic? No, no, wasn't that.
Well, here's what Matt said.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me, Matt, a little of golf, where everybody wants to buy a new driver, and it's like, if your putting improves, your score improves. The driver's not going to win you strokes. It's all around the greens, right? So I think Caleb, I don't worry about his driving. You got to make the putts in the red zone.
Well, it's putt. It's what is it? Putt for dough, drive for show. You know, I would say in a similar way, somewhere on that list, I think number two for me would just probably be overall leadership. Like, we're looking at you. I mentioned body language. Like, that bothers me. That really bothered me how he handled that last year. But then also, like, you know, you can't miss the layups. You can't miss the free throws. He's going to have splash plays, but he's also going to miss some wide open guys, or he did last year. And I think that's another area, probably that third area, that I think he needs to improve on.
Body language. That's what Matt Hasselbeck brought up. And for this one, I agree with him. And you know, I agreed with Ben Johnson when Ben Johnson brought it up.
If it matters to the coach, then it matters.
Exactly right. It matters to the coach.
It doesn't matter to me as much, but if the head coach of the Bears, it matters to him.
It matters to me because I then relate it to times that I've seen it with a radio showmate, nobody here, or a bandmate, also nobody here. But, you know, just like people that you're working with and doing stuff with, and you're like, man, or, you know, a child. Also, nobody here. It's like you see the bad body language and you're like, man, you're affecting the esprit de corps, as Joe Maddon used to call it. It actually matters.
If we put all three of those things together, he's talking about Ruben, right?
Because no.
Ruben is the child. Uh-oh. He also does work here occasionally on Hit and Run.
Oh,
and I guess he's kind of a member of the band.
Oh, yeah. But so, no, he's all not. Right. He's not.
All right. So no. We get it.
No, all those people I was referring to obliquely, they know who they are, you know? I mean, Sean Sears is right there in the back of the room. He knows who he is. Associate producer, any thoughts, anything, any concerns so far?
No, not particularly.
All right, good. Thanks so much. Dynamite drop in. Here we go. We're off and running. What a jackass I am. God, I don't like myself when you play that. Thanks, Chris. I'm going to call you Chris.
Well, so there's one guy who doesn't like himself when I play that, but the audience, I think, unanimously likes that clip. So,
you know what?
Mismatch there.
Let's serve the audience. They matter more. They absolutely matter more than me. So, thank you.